Fraser cannot tell us now, following negotiations with the Irish Water, if Irish Water will or will not take over these from the council, because once the council's out of the water and sewage business, well, where are they going to get the money to fund it? Like, there'll be no grants coming from government to the council under the heavens of water or sewage.
But this does then beg the question, you as councillors are trying to resolve this issue, you're going through it step by step. Whatever chance you have of resolving it when you're in Lifford, asking questions and pursuing the matter in the council chamber and in the offices, you're going to have no chance whatsoever if effectively you put yourselves out of a job and allow the council to be dissolved.
That is correct, but the point is, like, the thing has to be brought to a head. You know, we just can't keep going on forever. This is what you have budgets for. This is where you try to balance the books. And like, and even the manager himself knows, and we have the county managers in Dublin and everywhere all saying now they adopted their budgets before Christmas, and they've been told now that what they adopted has no significance or no bearing, because there's more questions now than answers. And even, I believe, there's even the unions and staffing issues are still raising their heads all the time. Well, we just don't know. Like, we have a statutory obligation to bring in a balanced budget. But how can you bring in a balanced budget? You don't have the figures. It's moving every day. And to be quite honest with you, from speaking to some of the management off the record, they haven't a clue either. We are now being totally dominated by the department and the ministers in Dublin. We just don't know. And now we're going to have an outside agency that may or may not be sold off to someone in England or Europe or anywhere.